What type of building?
Yeah, like to keep your grain or to keep your...
Well, I have a large barn. I have a 30 by 40 barn up here with a large loft, you see, a hay loft and that. And I store my hay in the loft. I have my stalls for my mule and cattle. I have a large crib in there for my corn. Store my hay in the loft, my corn in the crib. I also have my son's barn up here. He's got a 30 by 40. I use that. He has two barns. He has another barn, a smaller barn up the valley here on the Phillips farm, we call it. I use that. Last fall, I filled all three of them with hay myself. Cut it and put it in there loose myself. This time, I don't know if I'm going to have that much hay or not, but I made a pretty good start. I've got this one up here about hay full now that I've cut and put in there loose. I split it up and seed the stock. Then I have my two shed, my hen house, and my smoke house.
Do you ever keep hay outside?
Yeah. I've got my stack poles up there. That's where the guy come by here 3 or 4 years ago. Spent about an hour with me making my pictures of climbing that haystack. And he won't know how I got up on that haystack. I said, I can show you. And I went and got my ladder and put it up there and went up on top of that. And he made my picture climbing it and then standing on top of it and then coming down. He made pictures all over the cemetery up there, and my folks.
And then he's been sending the pictures, and never did hear from him anymore.
Well, no. But anyway, he got my picture.
Yeah, that's what he can do, get your picture.
Yeah, no. I showed him that cradle that was made for me. He made a picture of that. So he picked up several pictures. I don't know whether you read the Tennessean or not, an A for Tennessean, but Robert was the man that made the picture. And he told me that he'd send me some of the pictures, but he never did do it.
Two or three Robert something.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. But he don't look like this one that's making them now, the guy that was up there.
Don't resemble the man that made the picture up here.
Mm-hmm. When you first cut the hay, you know, you let it dry, then you rake it up in little piles.
Yeah.
What do you call those piles?
Shocks.
Okay.
Shocks of hay. Shock it, you see, I rake it, dump it, take my hay rake and rake it and dump it, then shock it, then put it on the wagon and carry it to the barn and put it in the barn. That's where I store it loose and stack it, or I'll put it around this stack. Now in the fall when I clipping, more or less what I call clippings, the weed clippings and grass, I put it in the stack and the stock will eat it. That's strange. They'll eat anything out of a stack and won't eat it out of the barn or on the ground. But if they can steal it out of a stack, they'll pull it out and eat it. You don't believe that, I don't guess, but now that's the nature of stock. Something that he can reach through a fence or something and get a hold of, he'll pull that out and eat it. Or if you had it on the ground, you're putting a stable for him, he'll tromp it up and get on it. But if he can... If it's where you can pull it out and a bite at a time and get a hold of it, he'll eat that. Now that's, that seems strange, I guess.
It's a manger that you put your hay in.
But now that's, I stack this stuff every year. I have for a long time. Sometimes put up two or three stacks of it. I usually put up one large stack, about three or four large wagon loads of hay. I spread it out, see, stack pole, you can spread it out pretty wide out, you see. Make them smaller or larger. We used to pull the corn fodder. Pull the fodder off the corn, leave it off the corn, hang it and dry it, tie it up in bundles, stack it around the pole and put it in the barn and use it to feed for hay. When you're short on hay, you use corn fodder. But that's another thing now that's passed in this area here, and I guess all over the country. There ain't many people now that know what you meant when you said a bundle of fodder. But you'd take and tie, we practice that in this area here. We'd pull hands and then hang this fodder with a blade of fodder on the stalk till it cured out. Then take about five hands of this fodder and put it into a bundle under your arm and tie it. And you take the fodder and it got damp in the evening, always tied at night, late in the evening. You take, gather up your bundle of fodder and you'd wrap it and tie it. Well, that was something that was pretty hard for most people to learn, how to tie a bundle of fodder so it'd stay together. Tie this fodder up, and if you had room in the barn, you put it in the barn, but then you stack it around the pole.